Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nearly 3 weeks late, state lawmakers pass a $237 billion budget. It's Monday, April 22nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for sunny skies in New York City with a high near 62 and a low near 43. Before today's top story, New York City could soon remove local school board members who faced public backlash for their involvement in divisive education battles, from transgender student athletes to schools' response to the war in Gaza. Education officials on Wednesday started the disciplinary process for three members of community education councils after formal complaints were filed against them, according to findings obtained by the Daily News. Those include Maud Marone, the lead sponsor last month of an anti-trans sports resolution, and Taj Sutton, who helped organize a pro-Palestinian student walkout in November. The decisions mark the first time the city has moved to suspend or remove CEC members, and comes as parent tensions appear to be at a recent high, a state of affairs that school's Chancellor David Banks recently described as disappointing. There are 32 CECs across the five boroughs, plus other citywide councils with focuses such as special education or English learners. Parents are picked in often low turnout elections for the policy advisory bodies, which review district programs and hold public hearings. And some big-name national grocery chains are testing the waters of a scaled-down approach in New York City, opening grab-and-go-style mini-stores to whet the appetites of busy locals and possibly lure new customers by expanding to more neighborhoods. Trader Joe's opened a relatively small store in March, dubbed Pronto, on 14th Street near Union Square in Manhattan, that was touted as a one-of-a-kind extension of its larger outlet down the block. It features fresh produce and brand snacks in a sleek space that was once home to a Trader Joe's wine shop, which closed in August 2022 as employees were trying to unionize. Earlier in March, Whole Foods announced plans for introducing a new quick shop store format with a range of meals and snacks as well as some basic groceries. The company aims to roll out the so-called Whole Foods Market Daily Shop format to cities around the country, starting with five in the Big Apple. Whole Foods has committed to launching five market shops in New York, with an initial Upper East Side outlet expected to open later this year in Manhattan. A spokesperson for Trader Joe's said the company has no plans to open other Pronto branches elsewhere. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. New York State lawmakers on Saturday approved a $237 billion state budget, unlocking $2.4 billion for the city's migrant crisis and providing a program to address the city's dire housing shortage. The budget, which carries a price tag 3% higher than last year's spending plan, arrives nearly 3 weeks past a nominal April 1st deadline and caps 3 months of push and pull between Governor Hochul, a centrist Democrat, and the left-leaning Democrats who rule the legislature in Albany. The governor was expected to sign the legislation into law within days. Disagreements between lawmakers and Hochul on housing, health care, and education animated the budget negotiations. Much of the talk centered on housing, with both sides desperate to drive new development in the city as it faces its worst housing crunch in more than a half century. In the end, Hochul and the legislature worked out an agreement that creates new protections for tenants, a priority of progressives, while also offering tax incentives for developers. The success came after the governor tried and failed to insert an ambitious home creation blueprint into the budget a year ago. Hochul also used this year's budget as a vehicle to give New York City explicit powers to padlock illicit cannabis shops and to extend mayoral control of city schools, two priorities of her ally Mayor Adams. And in a victory for street safety activists, the budget vests power in the city to lower its default speed limit to 20 miles per hour, culminating a furious three-year push by advocates. In January, Hochul unveiled a $233 billion budget plan that proposed keeping taxes flat, updating the state's aging school funding formula at the expense of some rural districts, and reviving a lapsed tax break for developers. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.